This is my 40th year here. I retired 2 years ago, but there's a shortage of ag teachers, so I came back. We have two schools that make up this ag program. Down the road is a school called Cambria Friesland High School. They take a bus at 10 minutes before the end of an hour at Cambria. A bell rings, they get on the bus, and they come over here. Cambria Friesland is a school of about 100 students, and 27 of them come here for ag classes. Our high school is 165, 170, and we have about 100 kids in the school that take ag classes here. We also have a middle school program, mandatory for the Randolph students, elective for the Cambria students. We also, I also have 11 or 12 kids on a youth apprenticeship program that I visit, try to once or twice a week use youth apprenticeship visits. I see all of them at least twice a semester and talk to their employer. It's fortunate because a lot of their employers are my former students. The program here, as a matter of fact, I interviewed for this program and was offered the job and turned it down because I wanted to go to Waterloo because they had a big nursery there. But they convinced me to come here at the time, and I just sort of stayed. We started the first year with 21 students. 17 of them were DF students every 9 weeks. Frustrating first year. Now, I usually have, out of the top 10 students in every class, I usually have 7 or 8 of them. Most often than not, the valedictorian. We offer 11 classes, some on an alternate year basis. My students have SAEs. When we start them, if they don't, their SAE might be babysitting, which isn't one, but at least they learn to keep records. And then they grow into something like that. I think the program added an animal lab. We've gone through our second greenhouse we're in right now. We have a 40-acre land lab. I pay 10 to 12 students $9 an hour to work there. But we also have an Ag and FA Foundation with 230-some thousand in cash, and that generates $5,600 a year interest. So it's pretty nice that we can afford to pay them. We do have an exchange program with an agricultural high school in Graz, Austria. I've been there, and they take us on tours to Italy and other schools in Europe. So that's a pretty nice thing to do. Our FFA, I think, has just in excess of 370 members. We're an affiliated chapter. If you ever get to the point where you can make that decision, I think you all should have affiliated chapters. And one of the reasons for that is sometimes in the area of SAE, you get what we call a late bloomer. Someone who's been actively working and then all of a sudden as a sophomore, hey, I want to do this. Well, their FFA membership is already in place. The FFA here is a big advocate of advocacy. Our FFA president does a monthly update, but that goes to all the area legislators, all our scholarship sponsors, two school boards, the Ag Advisory Council, and anyone else who's a supporter of the program. Let's see, I'm a big believer in the three-circle model, and I sort of have a reputation of the SAE area, but I do a lot of workshops for Wisconsin teachers. I've done some in South Dakota. I always tell young teachers, you have to have the curriculum first. If you don't have the curriculum, you're not going to have SAEs because you won't have the students. So it's important that you do that. And SAEs is a cornerstone. I have a middle school program. I see all the Randolph students. I don't see the Cambria students. So sometimes you get freshmen that have no idea what an SAE is. My seventh graders don't discuss FFA much because they're 6-week rotation. I don't have it. The eighth graders have 4 or 5 days. But we do an SAE survey. I think Dr. Foster might have that. I'm not sure. But that survey lets me see what they do in the summertime or lets me see where they're working. I give that survey in the spring. And then I give it the third week of school in the fall in case there's been some changes or anything like that. Wisconsin teachers are amused over the fact that I sometimes tell freshmen they'll be a state proficiency winner. And you can really tell that. There are some crackerjack programs here. My approach to SAEs is to use that survey. And when I use that survey, it lets me know the area of interest, where they work, or something in that format. And then I introduce them to the record book. Of course, AET is where it's at. And some of my students haven't adjusted to AET that well. And so I put them in the old record book that I developed in the early 90s. We've had 160, 170 state proficiency winners, virtually all of them as a result of that record book. So it does work good. Most of my applications come from there. My favorite class, of course, is Farm Business Management. I am teaching the first grandchild of a former student this year. She's pretty sharp, and she'll have a good SAE in ag communications and ag education. And then there's a whole pile more, but I should be retired before they get here.